This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 25 for 10 August 2010. I'm Dr. Paul Hamrick. In this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story of a lady who had multiple neurological symptoms and how an upper cervical correction helped her. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you are an upper cervical doctor and you would like to know how to get more people to come to your website and how to get them to stay on your website and how to turn those people into patients, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com and click on the Services tab. That's at UpperCervicalDocs.com. Okay. Hey, Dr. Hall, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Did you have a good week?
I had a good week. Always. It's always a good week when you're practicing upper cervical.
Yeah. Well, it's a good week for me. Tomorrow, I'm getting a bunch of chickens.
Do you buy them when they're like a couple days old? We used to hatch them from the egg.
Yeah. Well, actually, I am getting two sets. I'm getting, there's a woman who wants to give me all of her old chickens. And I'll take them because they still eat bugs. And I'm getting a bunch of young chickens from a neighbor that they've already started laying. So I don't have to worry about brooding them. I've done that, and it's not that hard, but it's easier if they're already old enough and laying. So that's what I'm getting tomorrow.
So do you get them for the eggs or for the poop, for the manure, or both?
All. I mainly get it for the eggs and for the fact that they eat bugs.
So you just let them run free?
Well, I'm going to keep them in a pen for a couple of weeks because I want them to remember where they live. I don't want them to start roosting in trees and stuff. So so I'll keep them pinned up for a while and then let them roam free. Hey, you remember I said that we had a couple of dogs that were chicken murderers? Well, they're gone. Uh-huh. So I feel fully confident having another set of chickens back on the property. Anyway, that's just an update.
All right.
Well, what's your story this week?
Well, we'll talk about a gal who is kind of the run-of-the-mill, I call, upper cervical case. It's not just one particular issue. It's about 20 of them that are chronic. And when this particular gal stepped foot in my office, she was taking 6 Excedrin a day for chronic headaches. And as she put it, that just took kind of the edge off. And she said, well, hopefully you'll be able to get rid of my headaches. And as a side note, the other thing I'd really like to get rid of is she had this patch on her right upper thigh that was completely numb. Huh. And this is only, you know, she's 36 maybe. So we got the headaches, we got the thigh patch that's numb, we've got low energy, sleeping issues, you know, the typical things of a body that's not working right. And her leg check, she was probably 3/4 of an inch, a really easy one to take care of. Hmm. And the reason I say easy is I always like the cases that have murderous objective findings. So it's, there's no guesswork in determining whether they're clear or not.
Right.
And this gal, let's see, she's at, she was just in the other day, 4 months of care. She, last time she was in, she said she's taken 1 Excedrin in the last 3 weeks. And I told her, why don't you just cut it all out altogether? I mean, come on, once every 3 weeks? And the numbness in the thigh within 5 or 6 weeks, the feeling came back. Her energy level continues to improve. She's sleeping better. And she's not 100% better, but she's, as she put it last time, 80% better. And I've often said when I talk about these cases that the last 10 or 20% of a case getting better is kind of like the last 5 pounds of that 30 pounds they're trying to lose. It's the hardest part to get rid of.
Right.
And I find that to be true with the work. But she's held beautifully. Like I said, I think I've corrected her 3 times in 4 months. And obviously that's our objective. The longer they can hold that correction, the faster they're going to heal and repair and structurally come back to how they should be and functionally back to where they should be. So they can live a happy, healthy life the way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
You know, it's always amazed me how many people out there are walking around half dead. And unfortunately, there's only a certain number of doctors that do this procedure nationwide. And the more unfortunate part is that there's so many people out there that just don't know.
Yeah.
And as we've said lots of times, that's why we're doing this, to get content on the internet. And hopefully more and more people will hear about upper cervical, because you don't have to live that way. You do not have to walk around in a cloud and have headaches every day and swallow drugs that are bad for your liver. There actually is an answer. And it sure as hell isn't the lack of drugs.
Well, it isn't more drugs.
Well, what I think what I meant by that was, which didn't come out very well, was that nobody's disease or symptom is a lack of pharmacology in their bloodstream. Right. Is that clear?
I knew what you meant. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hall. We will see you next week.
All right, Dr. Hamburg, look forward to it.
This has been another episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. Please subscribe to this podcast in iTunes, write reviews, tell your friends. The more people that know about Testimonial Tuesday, the more people will know about upper cervical. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. We'll see you next time.